This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. A coronavirus variant, first identified in Britain, has been found on the Navajo Nation. Tribal health officials said today the United Kingdom's strain was confirmed in a sample obtained in the western part of the reservation. It has been detected throughout the United States. Navajo President Jonathan Nez said the Navajo Department of Health is working with states and other public health agencies to identify any more variant cases. He says the finding reinforces the need for social distancing, wearing masks, washing hands, and limiting travel. The person who tested positive for the variant on the Navajo Nation had been fully vaccinated. The tribe's health director, Jill Jim, said the person was hospitalized and is recovering. Contact tracing determined the variant did not spread beyond that person, she said. Loretta Christensen, the chief medical officer for the Indian Health Service's Navajo Area Service Unit, said yesterday that the tribe will start distributing free rapid home test kits in an effort to monitor the trajectory of the coronavirus. Today, the Navajo Nation reported 12 new COVID-19 cases and one death. It was the first reported coronavirus-related death in 3 days. New Mexico lawmakers are responding to the call of Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham to try and forge an agreement on legalizing recreational marijuana in a special legislative session. Convening today, lawmakers took up deliberations of three bills that would set up a regulatory framework for marijuana sales, taxation, expungement of past convictions, and spending on roadway safety. Lujan Grisham has hailed the industry's potential to create jobs and a stable new source of revenue for the state. Proposed reforms would make cannabis consumption legal for adults 21 and over, with an initial excise tax on sales of 12% that would rise to 18% over time. The spending bill ran into immediate resistance from lawmakers, who said it was improper to bundle together expenses for marijuana policy reforms and the price tag for holding a special legislative session. It was put on hold pending negotiations. Successful legislation in New Mexico would extend legal recreational cannabis sales across the American Southwest, mostly by direct ballot initiatives. President Joe Biden has announced his first slate of judicial nominees. The list released by the White House today includes Black, Muslim, and Asian American Pacific Islander candidates among the 9 women and 2 men. The nominees include Margaret Strickland for the U.S. District Court for the District of New Mexico. Strickland has been a partner at McGraw and Strickland LLC in Las Cruces since 2011, representing clients in civil rights cases and criminal cases in state and federal courts in New Mexico. Organizers are planning for this year's Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta, and spectators will likely be allowed as ticket sales for the annual fall event are expected to begin in July. The fiesta's early morning mass ascensions, fireworks shows, and launches of special-shaped hot air balloons attract thousands of spectators from around the globe and hundreds of balloon pilots and their crews. Last year's event wasn't held because of the coronavirus pandemic. Fiesta spokesman Tom Garrity said today that the board of directors is committed to following the state's public health mandates and will have updates on the status of the event each month. The board also plans to identify health measures for pilots and guests by the time tickets go on sale. New Mexico has had some of the nation's most restrictive rules in place to curb the spread of COVID-19. Despite criticism, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham and state health officials have argued the rules were necessary because of the lack of access to health care in the state and the high numbers of people with existing health conditions that put them at greater risk. Some of the restrictions have been relaxed in recent weeks as more counties have met the state's benchmarks, but the mask mandate remains in place statewide. State officials have pointed to increasing vaccination rates for the decline in spread. So far, more than 27% of New Mexicans are fully vaccinated. That's expected to rise as New Mexico continues with its vaccination campaign. A New Mexico judge has postponed a jury trial for a man accused of rape after his attorney argued his client's right to a fair trial was violated because none of the potential jurors selected were Black. The Santa Fe New Mexican reports that 25-year-old Maury Elliott is accused of raping 2 teens and a woman in separate attacks. Jury selection for one of the cases was scheduled to start yesterday, but Judge T. Glenn Ellington halted the trial after defense attorney Jennifer Burrell said none of the 77 potential jurors were Black. Assistant District Attorney Kent Walquist argued that the pool's racial makeup represents Santa Fe. This is KUNM.